This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Verbena Radio.
Hello, hola, hola, and welcome to Verbena Radio 2026 here at Joy 94.9. How are you, everyone? Again, I'm Jorge, and this is...
Sandra Melo.
And Jorge Luis Cruzado. How are you today? How are you, Sandra?
Pretty good. Enjoying summer. How about you?
Really, really good, actually. I'm just meeting friends, you know, like starting the year with the new energy, like,
yeah,
you know...
Well.
Yeah, all the parties, you know, we have all the parties already, right? You have these little parties coming around and... seeing friends and just keep going.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially for us as Latins, you know how we love summer? It's just a great time to be out, hanging out with friends, going out.
That's right. And we want to obviously keep celebrating that, and not only in our spaces, but also here in the show. We are having great people join us in every program, great stories in our community. And today we are gonna talk about something that is really relevant in our community, which is sexual and mental health in the LGBTQA+ Latin community here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So today we are going to talk about this and, you know, navigating identity, culture, and belonging can be complex. And many in this community face unique challenges, from stigma to limited access to inclusive healthcare. And we have a couple of stories here to share.
That's right, Jorge. We have incredible friends that are joining us today, and that's really amazing. We have Rodrigo, who is Peruvian. We got another friend who is Elizabeth. She's from Colombia, and they're going to share their stories. But let's first introduce...
Yeah, of course. We have a very, very important voice and another great presenter here at Joy. We have Carl. Carl, who is the engagement manager, right? Of Thorn Harbor Health.
Yeah, the engagement manager at Thorn Harbor Health. And
welcome,
on Joy.
Carly.
Welcome, Carl.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
We know this space is very familiar to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Yeah, for 10 years I've been on Well, Well, Well. And we just had our, like, back in October, we had our 1,000th episode of Well, Well, Well. So I have been on for the whole time.
Congratulations, Carl.
Thank you. But yeah, so I've been on Joy for a really long time, but I've been with Thorn Harbor even a little bit longer than that. I've been there with them almost 12 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm part of the sort of team that looks after all of our events and our communications and our health promotion campaigns as well, which we have a really long legacy of and have been around for a long time.
That's incredible. Are you are American, right?
Like you have soy americano. So I moved here. I actually migrated here from America 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been in Melbourne for almost 15 of that. I was in Sydney first. I've been around a long time.
Can we ask why you moved to Australia?
I moved originally, I was studying during my final year of uni.
Yeah.
And I basically loved it so much that I stayed for a little while, and then things started to change in the US and I thought maybe I'll just stay here.
Yeah.
And so
you're in a good place.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I became a citizen as well. So I'm a dual national. Yeah. Soy americano y
australiano. No, that's fantastic. Yeah. And all your work here has been like around health, right?
Yeah, mostly in here, at least my time with Thorn Harbor Health.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, has been really in kind of health and also rights stuff too. Like, we do a lot of work around the rights and well-being of LGBTIQA+ people and also people living with HIV, because that's really where we started.
And for people from Latin American backgrounds, they arrive for the first time here in Australia, right? they want to know what is Thorn Harbor Hell. Please, can you tell us what is?
Absolutely. So we're about 42 years old. We started in 1983. We were really a community. The communities came together when we first were hearing about HIV/AIDS. And they said, look, we need to do something about it. And so we formed an organization. And we were, well, for probably about 35 years, most people here knew us as the Victorian AIDS Council. And so we were really doing HIV prevention and AIDS in the early days. I mean, obviously, today, very few people will progress to an AIDS-defining illness, but really HIV prevention and services for people living with HIV for about 35 years. Uh-huh. And then in 2018, we changed our name because we weren't just in Victoria, we're also in South Australia. So we have a whole team and offices there in Adelaide. And some of our programs and projects are even national. So like our Emanate project, which we do in conjunction with ACON, is actually national in focus. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So interesting.
Yeah. So how do you see the engagement with the Latin community with Thorn Harbor Hill? How we are engaged with the organization?
Yeah, there are so many. Do you have like many Latins?
Well, this is the thing, right? So like I came here 15 years ago and I've been with Thorn Harbor for 11 years. And the biggest change when you see Latin communities is probably in our volunteers. There were like one or two, I think, like Latin volunteers. And like we do this document every year called our annual report. And we get volunteer faces in it every year. And coming from America, like I really like engaging people, especially people that come from different countries. And I remember one time we were on set and I was expecting this volunteer to arrive and our photographer and my director were like, oh, what time does George get here? And I was like, who's George? And I'm like really confused and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm doing my job so bad. There's a volunteer I don't even know. And then Jorge arrives and I'm like, oh my gosh, they don't know how to say, like, so it's been very, but you know, we've had a ton of people over the years in those documents, or Rodrigo, who's on the show later today, like the Jono and Carlos who are behind Barba, and like even a friend of ours has been in like Everyday People, which is a campaign that we have around mental health and well-being and LGBTIQ+ communities, and his story is on that website both in Spanish and in English.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
So it's not only volunteers, but they also access to the actual services from Thorn Harbor.
So our clinical and therapeutic services are largely delivered entirely in English. I mean, if someone did need it translated, they could access that service.
Estás escuchando Verbena Radio en Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. We're here in Verbena Radio 94.9. Joy, we're here with Khaled from Thorn Harbor.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Welcome back up. I was just thinking, and we were talking a little bit about what services are available for our Latin community, especially for those people who are coming and they are new to the Australian community.
Yeah, look, well, Thorn Harbor Health offers, well, really a couple things. They offer for like LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV, which includes Latin communities. They offer like therapeutic services. And what I mean by that is those are services like largely around mental health. So that could be like people with experiences around family violence, but also things like alcohol and drug use, as well as just mental health in general. Like we have a counseling service there, and that's available for any LGBTIQ person from Latin communities or person living with HIV. We also have our clinical services. Those can be things like specific, like sexual health, like you're talking about in this episode. And that ranges if people are Medicare eligible around the fees and costs that are associated with that. But if anybody from the community comes and talks to like reception and talks about to our intake team, they'll help them figure out like what those fees are, if there are any. Some of them will be free, depending on what service you're after. And then the last thing is that we do have a lot of resources. So if you're not coming into a service, but you want to access our resources around sexual health information, we have a lot of them on different websites. So we do have a lot specifically for gay bi men, because that's where we started around HIV prevention. So there's things like our Emanate website, which is like EMEN and then the number 8.com.au, and that site has a whole range of basic information around sexual health that actually is translated into Spanish as well as other languages. But it's in English and Spanish, and we have other resources as well, like health promotion, things like our Everyday People website, which actually has the stories, like I said, of people also in Spanish as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Caleb, for joining us. It was a pleasure to have you here and to share with us supporting our community, right? And
I love it. I love it. It's great to have like Latin communities represented on Joy and hear the music as well because it's amazing.
And you know some Spanish too, right?
I know.
Just a little.
Uno poco.
Español. Perfect.
Yeah.
That will get you around.
Thanks, Carl. And join Carl later in Whoa, Whoa, Whoa at 9
yeah,
p.m.
9 o'clock. Like,
yeah, please. Right.
After this show, we go with Caleb. Well, well, well.
Thank you, Caleb.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caleb. We have here our friend Rodrigo. Rodrigo was born in Peru. He's been here in Australia for over 20 years.
Our first Peruvian in the program.
My goodness.
Hey. So,
and thank you so much for being here. Rodrigo has been working in the HIV space most of the time. Peer support is part of what he does, and triathlon athlete,
yes.
That's the way.
And a cake lover.
I love me cake. I love the cake.
How are you, Rodrigo?
Oh, I'm amazing. Thank you so much for having me today. Oh, summer days.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, finally. You know, we need summer.
And
oh,
happy
right?
New Year.
Yes.
Yeah, Rodrigo, so can you tell us a little bit about your journey as a Latin LGBTQI plus person living here in Victoria?
Yeah, of course. Wow. Well, I have to remember a lot of things because it's been years since I've been in Australia. But yeah, like I came to Australia when I was 20, so in 2008. And literally it was just a 3 months plan. I'm going to come here, practice my English because I thought I spoke English back in Peru. But as soon as I got here, I was like, oh my God. What are they saying?
And then you're learning the process and all that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah. I'm talking right now. I'm being silly. And but yeah, that was the plan. 3 months. But you know, life is
life happens.
Life happens. And 2 weeks after I landed in Melbourne, I met the love of my life.
Still together?
No. Can you imagine? Oh, 20 years together? No. No, but he was my first love, definitely.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I cherish the memory of him in my little heart.
Oh, my God. Hey, Rodrigo, would you mind just sharing us your experience when you came here to Australia as a LGBTQI person, especially coming from Peru, because, you know, that's a very conservative and traditional country. Same because I'm from Colombia and I know that is a bit different. And we're talking about 20 years ago. So what was your experience like? Not revealing your age, but
I'm pushing 40, so it's fine. I'm 38. Well, yeah, like as you said, our culture back at where we were born, like back at home, yeah, it can be conservative. But in my case, like I was lucky, privileged that my family was, they never hold any stigma. Oh, they never shamed me for being queer or for behaving the way I behave, for liking boys or for like being a dancer. So I was privileged in that way. But at the same time, it was something that the topics about sexual health, the topics about STIs, HIV, AIDS, they...
Probably they don't even know, right?
And that's the thing. Like they didn't have much information because in the broader society, it was taboo. You just don't speak about it. And I was born into a middle-class family. So those topics that are taboo or that you shouldn't do are just put under the carpet. So yeah, the information between generations, between my elders, being my parents, or my grandparents is not passed on in that regards. So coming here was like, oh my God, everything is so free and open and I want to have it all. I want to experience it all. And back at home or back in Peru or back in Lima, yes, I will go out and, you know, I'll party. And yes, I will have sex. And now I can say this, right? I was having sex, but not informed of what is it that I have to do for my own self to look after my physical body in order to have a healthy sex life.
Yeah, correct.
And that's something that I discover here that I was shown, yeah. I was taught here in Australia. And I'm going to say this. All right. So I was in Lima. I mm-hmm. must have been like very young. And suddenly I had an STI. Mm-hmm. And they were itchy and uncomfortable. And, when
and
I
then who to talk about it, right?
Huh?
Who to talk about it?
Like, no, exactly. Like, what do I do? Like, yeah. I'm not going to tell my mom. No. And the only thing that I... And the only thing that I knew was about the medical center around the corner from my place that my mom had taken me that was run by nuns. So I have to like collect all my pocket money to go to the counter. And the nun looked at me just like, look, I felt the stigma. But coming here to Australia, you have the Melbourne Sexual Health Center, MSHC in Carlton. Like all on-site services are free. You can go in there, get your STI checkup. There's no judgment. They care for you and give you the healthcare that you need. They make you feel that you can talk about what's happening with you.
And that's important, right? Because they, you can share that and fluently and what's happening with you, right? You have this opportunity to open.
Openly, and you don't feel any judgment. You don't feel any stigma because they're here, they're there at the medical center to help you, to guide you in how to go about having a healthier sex life. So in that regard, I think does that answer your question?
Thank you so much for sharing your story. It's amazing. Part of our program today is to promote a healthy sexual life. So Rodrigo, since you're here, can you tell us a little bit about PEP? Where could people access to these services?
All right, so PEP is the post-exposure prophylaxis. Basically, it's a pill that you have to take one a day. And that's if you have had a risk sexual encounter. Mm-hmm. And you have to take it within 72 hours. And that you need to be like within 72 hours, take it. And that can save you from acquiring HIV. PrEP is the pre-exposure prophylaxis. That's a preventative measure that you can start to not acquire HIV.
And that's great, Rodrigo, because you can share all of this information. As I understand, you are a volunteer of Living Positive Victoria, right?
Yes, I've been volunteering with them for years. I am a peer. I am a person living with HIV, so I get there. And look, you can get the facts. Go visit thornharbor.org.au. Go visit lpv.org.au, and you will get the facts. And that's what you need, the facts, to look after yourself, to be accountable for your own sexual health.
Any final advice for our listeners here, people, Latin, coming to Australia, they don't know much about services and they have a situation similar to yours?
I will say, if you just arrive here and you're pressuring yourself to like, I have to perform, take a pause, like really take a pause for your own self. You can do this beautiful list that I call hopes and fears. Mm-hmm. In that list, give yourself the ability to be transparent and honest mm-hmm. to what are your hopes and fears without judgment.
No taboo.
With no taboos, with that stigma. Even if you don't know how to do that, let's start practicing. Give that first step towards being transparent and honest with your own self. And from there, you have a grounding spot. You have your grounding spot where you can start from. The services are there. We've spoken with Cal mm-hmm. about Thorn Harbor Health, mm-hmm. which is an amazing org that can give you the services, that they provide great services. You can talk to your GP, like honestly and transparently, of what is that you want to achieve. You can access counseling services, or you can, I mean, I'm in the community. You can find me, really. Like, you can come and run with me at Melbourne Front Runners, or come swim with me at the Glamour Head Sharks.
Or go for a cake.
Or go for a cake with me. Find out the dates that we run or we swim, and give me a hoi, and I'm here with you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you so much, Rodrigo, for sharing your story. It's amazing and so well said, the advice.
And now in the next segment, we have Elizabeth from Colombia. So stay tuned. We have another story to share. This is Verbena Radio here at Joy 94.9.
Estás sintonizado a Verbena Radio con Jorge y Sandra.
Welcome back. This is the last segment of Verbena Radio with Sandra Melo
and Jorge Luis Cruzado
at Joy 94.9. We're talking about everything about sexual and mental health in the LGBTQA plus Latin community. And we have Elizabeth. She's joining us. She's traveling at the moment, but keen to provide some of her stories. She lives in Sydney, pronouns she and her. She's been living in Australia for 8 years. Epa. Welcome, Liz.
Welcome, Liz.
Hello, guys.
How are you? Where are you?
Where are you? Yes, tell us.
I am just arriving Sydney, that I was in Wollongong, and then I was before in Hervey's Bay, in Jervis Bay.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us. So, Liz, we just want to know a little bit about mental health. And what has been your experience since you moved here to Australia?
So, I moved to Australia 8 years ago. It was absolutely challenging for me. It was, even I was planned, yes, to do this, to move in, to stay here. The being here has been an amazing experience, but at the same time, it's hard for you to have your family away and then challenge, manage your anxiety. That is, you need to, the purpose you are here, and then that you have to move on. So more than they are there, you miss them, you wanna be with them. I wake up, even going to school or going to work, or now just focus on my goals. It's really amazing. But at the same time, always is, as I say, I'm going to say again and again, it's a challenge after challenge. Beat this one, go for the next one, a little bit of step, because this is how it is. We're not going to give up.
So, yeah, yes. And I believe it's the same story that people from our community shared out there, living here in Australia and having our families. But on top of that, being part of the LGBTQI people, so what's your experience like?
Coming here, I used to have a good mental and all the medical support for my transition, but then moving here, I found a doctor in Melbourne, but at the same time, as I already was in a kind of path, a medical path, mm-hmm. that also supporting with a mental health, I forget about my mental health, and I was just focused on my well-being, in my physical well-being, my hormones and that. Mm-hmm. So that makes me a little bit difficult because it was not easy. Being trans, being your fears 24/7 experience as a woman here, because in Colombia it was just the kind of double life. So it was not good. So here was challenging. Having a doctor focus just on your health, it was good, but at the same time, it makes me forget about the mental health. And then I had to get it from Colombia, because here the language barrier at that time was hard for me, because I was not able to express my emotion to the doctor. So how am I gonna go here? So I need to find a doctor who speaks Spanish. It makes it more difficult, because if the doctor speaks Spanish, they are not covered by the insurance. So you have to pay for it. That is extra money for you.
Right.
So that's amazing. So, Liz, you're mentioning so many things out there. What a courage for you. You've been through this journey, trying to deal with language barrier, as you say, leaving your family overseas, being here on your own, and all that requires for you to be in a different new country, and on top of that, going through your medical situation.
Yes, and it was with my Colombian doctor, with my sex, it was a sexual therapist. It really, a really good one. I still have meetings with her. Yes. Not often, as they used to be, but maybe now I am doing every 6-10 months. But I really think that access to the mental health from even I arrived as an international student, so getting through the doctor, through the insurance, is not easy. Sometimes you have to pay the full appointment, the full fee, and then you have to ask for a refund. Not all the insurance companies has the same plan. So you don't know, because what do you want? Just to pay the cheaper, because this is the only way when you are when you arrive. You don't want to spend plenty. No, you want to pay the cheaper and save money for your rent, or you have to send money for Colombia because you have obligations in Colombia. You have to send money for your family. You have to pay for the loan, because a lot of people coming here, they have to lend money in Colombia. It was something like that. And it's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like something easy. Like
My first 6 months were really challenged, absolutely crazy, because I was still in my Colombian way, because I am a lawyer.
Getting the adjustment, I believe. Yes.
Adjust to my previous work experience, being an office, the lawyer Monday to Friday, and then moving here and just at the beginning starting. Once the savings start to go in low, you have to start to find a proper job, because you cannot do some part-time job. So then go moving on step by step, getting the English. If you don't get the English, it's really hard to leave the bottom. And then I found Larch. Yeah. This is where I met Sandra.
Yeah,
that's right.
I forgot to say, meet you like a long time ago. What a good friend you are, Liz.
You need a community. And at the beginning, I was not real. You say, oh, no, I don't care. No, you need the community.
Yes. In this case. 100%. Absolutely. 100%.
Yes, even in the community at the beginning is 1-2 friends. You need to introduce to them. It's hard, the English, so you only can speak in Spanish with them. So you only can be around Spanish people. So how am I gonna learn English if I only been with Colombians? So this is hard. Yes. And Larch was amazing. Yes. The kind of experience they have. And also I am not a young person. I am not a young gear anymore. So I am not in my 20s, even in my 40s.
Oh, you look like you're in 20s. Please, come on.
but at the same time, it's having people in your same age, but in your same kind. So contemporaneous, you like something like that, because I was in a college.
Yeah.
All my schoolmates were 20, and when I arrived here, I was 37.
Wow.
So I was 37, all of them were 20s, and I was this trans gear that doing on your own.
What an amazing story. Thank you so much, Liz, for sharing all that. What a story of resilience and overcoming all these barriers and challenges. You're just like... Incredible, Liz.
Thank you for sharing this incredible story, Liz. We are really lucky to have you today.
Thank you guys for having me. It has been really, really good. Just share with you a little bit of my what is this and how could it be the best, the community. I always finding support, trying to find. If you have any troubles, talk with someone. Try to go with someone. This is really important.
We really appreciate you taking the time, Liz. I don't know, you're traveling at the moment, for being here with us. And I believe that your story is going to encourage some other people out there, you know, to join communities and improve and, you know, go through this journey knowing that they're not alone.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. And yeah, thank you to all our invites today. We had Carl, Rodrigo, and Elizabeth talking about a little bit of sexual and mental health in the LGBTQIA plus Latin community. And for the next week, we have we're going to change from sexual and mental health to Latinos in film.
Wow.
So we're going to have a couple of conversations with one young Latin American filmmaker and another one who's also created a short film here in Melbourne. And we're going to go through art again.
Oh my God, I love that.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to leave you with some music now. Please keep celebrating, keep dancing, and keep being you. Thank you. This is Verbena Radio.
Joy 94.9. This is Sandra Mello.
And this is Jorge Luis Cruzado.
See you next week.
Estuviste escuchando Verbena Radio en Joy 94.9. ¡Adiós!
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.